Welcome into the Extra here on a Monday morning. I'm Andrew Rogers, and this hour we are talking vaccines and tourism. Joining me on the KRDO Newsline this hour is Doug Price, President and CEO of Visit Colorado Springs, as well as Christy Derman, the Immunization Program Manager for El Paso County Public Health. And we know vaccines are that key factor to the return of tourism and some normalcy across the Pikes Peak region. Doug?
Andrew, good morning. And you're absolutely right. Vaccinations really are the key. And last week was National Travel and Tourism Week, where we highlighted the power of travel and how important tourism really is to our region, to our state, really to our country. And we are beginning to see signs of a recovery. And the key factor there really are vaccinations. Our web traffic is up. Our trip planner tool on our website has shown many more trips being planned for this summer. And much of that growth really is attributed to people feeling safe traveling again. And we just have to remember that the vaccines are working. They really are. We've got to give them the credit that they are due. And today, Christy and I really want to talk about how important it is that we don't lose momentum.
And Christy, you know, we were talking about it even this morning during KRDO's morning news that the demand for vaccines are continuing to go down nationwide. And what are we doing here? What do we need to be doing to keep up that trend and hopefully get on pace to maybe achieve some level of herd immunity across the U.S.?
Right. We are seeing that demand start to drop. But now is not the time to stop getting vaccinated. We need to keep on this track of more people getting vaccinated so we can get back to doing those things that we love. So in El Paso County, we've done a couple of different things. You know, we have vaccine clinics all across the county. We have tried things like offering vaccine clinics earlier in the day or later in the evening to better work with people's work schedules. And we've also have these mobile vaccine buses that you've probably seen out and about, trying to target groups that maybe have some access issues with vaccine and help catch people where they're at to help get our younger group vaccinated and get back on track and get us protected and getting back to doing what we love.
Exactly. And Christy, we know, again, talking especially tourism and getting that sector of the economy back up and running, getting those tourist dollars here across southern Colorado, there's a lot of importance as far as getting the vaccine and as well as some new guidelines that the CDC has had for things like masking, gathering, and et cetera.
Right. You know, the CDC guidelines are now giving information about if you're fully vaccinated, you can now visit with others who are vaccinated indoors without wearing your mask. Or if you're fully vaccinated, you can now visit others, you know, from a single household who are not vaccinated yet and are at lower risk for COVID. You can visit those. And then you can do this in a safer way, in a way where you feel comfortable knowing that you are vaccinated with a safe and highly effective vaccine and have that peace of mind to go about doing more things. There's also different recommendations about not needing to have to do testing if you've been vaccinated, if you're going to travel, or not needing to quarantine after returning from travel. So getting vaccinated really opens a lot of doors and makes things quite a bit easier.
Exactly. And again, you know, we can't reiterate it enough. You're not just getting vaccinated for yourself as well. It's part of a larger scale effort.
Absolutely. You're not just making the choice, oh, yes, I'm going to get vaccinated. I'm going to make the decision to get protected and to build immunity and to fight back with COVID. But I'm also going to get vaccinated to protect my loved ones, to protect my neighbors and my community. The more people that are vaccinated, if we can get up to that herd immunity level, then the lower chance that COVID can spread. COVID can't move from person to person if people aren't getting sick. And we're really fighting back against COVID by getting vaccinated. And it would also, more people are vaccinated, it will decrease the amount of chance that the virus has to mutate and to have more variants. So yes, you're not just making a decision for yourself, but for your community when you decide to get vaccinated.
Exactly. And Doug, you'd mentioned already, we're starting to see a lot more interest in travel to the Pikes Peak region. And of course, you know, that might be a little bit different, especially comparing to last year where people felt more comfortable, maybe doing more staycations, maybe just staying closer to their own backyard as well.
Well, you're right, Andrew. I mean, last summer, we and the state of Colorado, from a tourism standpoint, we did not advertise outside of Colorado, which was an absolute first for the state and for us, because people just felt safest in their own personal vehicles. And we are seeing signs that this summer is going to be different. And we're so fortunate that one of the biggest differences this year is that Southwest Airlines started flying here in March. So that provides another opportunity for people to really travel conveniently and safe to our region. One thing that has not changed from last summer is if you go to the Visit COS website, we still have our peak of safety pledge that really asks and sets the bar early on for visitors to follow safety guidelines when they're here and they're out and about. And, you know, yes, it still is the basics. I mean, they have hand washing, staying home when you're sick, wearing masks in public indoor spaces. That's not changing this summer, but vaccinations are what's changing. I, you know, yesterday I was thinking about Mother's Day a year ago, and, you know, we had everything was shut down, and a year later, there really is so much hope, as Christy said, for being able to, you know, get back with loved ones and do things that they love doing again. And we really believe that for our visitors, they're going to get a sense when they get here that most of our workforce will have been vaccinated, and so that they can feel safe in coming here and spending their time and resources.
Exactly. Well, we have a lot to get into when it comes to how the vaccination effort will impact travel and tourism across the Pikes Peak region, across Colorado Springs, on The Extra, still ahead here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. This morning, we are talking with Doug Price of Visit Colorado Springs, as well as Christy Durbin with El Paso County Public Health. And we know there is so much news out there about the vaccines, but primarily we want people to know that getting vaccinated will be that key to helping things get back to normal, getting back to the things they enjoy. And Christy, again, we'd mentioned it earlier, when you're getting that shot in the arm, it's really not just for you.
Right, right. When you're getting vaccinated, you're making a choice to protect those around you. You know, I had a friend tell me the other day, you know, getting vaccinated is one of the most tangible ways that you can care for those around you, because you're not only protecting yourself, but you're protecting your niece and nephew who may be too young to receive a vaccine, or your immunocompromised friend who needs a little bit more help being protected. And right now, the vaccine is open to those that are 16 and older. So if you are 16 and older, please get vaccinated if you haven't already. But in a few days, that may open up to those 12 and up with that amendment to the emergency use authorization for the Pfizer vaccine. And hopefully, by being able to vaccinate more people, a wider age group, we can better protect people, and we can begin to decrease these outbreaks that we're seeing in schools and with sporting events. So we can better protect our community and offer that peace of mind to our community, that they can go out and feel safe and get back to doing those things that they love to do.
Exactly. And speaking of sporting events, getting people back in, Doug, there is so much opening up here in the region for not only visitors to experience, but for those of us who live here and have been cooped up for the past year as well.
Yeah, you know, Andrew, last year, our residents recall that the Olympic and Paralympic Museum opened July 31st. And, you know, we are planning it's been a soft opening is the best way I can describe it. And to your listeners, I would just encourage and urge everybody, if you have not been down to see the new Olympic and Paralympic Museum, please do. It's one of a kind, and it's very, very special. And then later this month, we've got the return of the Broadmoor Manitou and Pikes Peak Cog Railway, as well as the new Summit House atop Pikes Peak. And, you know, for those of us who've gone up there, and that the highlight used to be getting the donut, well, now that whole experience is changing. And we still are so fortunate to have, you know, the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo and places like the Flying W Ranch. So people really are going to be able to experience some incredible attractions. And then the Switchbacks are now downtown. Wagner Field is just a really special place, and and Friday, May 21st, tickets are available for their home opener. And so we hope people will come out and root on the home team. And this summer is the 150th anniversary birthday, if you will, of the city of Colorado Springs celebrating the sesquicentennial. So July 31st, that's going to be a special day downtown, where not only will we be celebrating the birthday of our city, but the Tokyo Olympics should be in full swing, and we've got new restaurants. So there's so many things happening, and vaccinations are really the key to help these establishments keep visitors and customers and residents safe while they're here enjoying all we have to offer.
Exactly. And I know, Christy, we've talked about a lot of this, and we keep mentioning this, but if people do want to feel safe when they're out and about, what is the best way to get that peace of mind?
It is to get vaccinated. We have three incredible vaccines that offer very great protection. So people need to get vaccinated, and we want them to do it now and to get that protection. So that way that, they can enjoy their summer knowing that they have that level of protection. So if they have not received their vaccines yet, we want them to go to our website or call their doctor, or get more information, make an appointment, and get vaccinated so we can continue on this track of getting back to the things that we love and in a safe manner.
Exactly. And it's not exactly as what we are seeing in the very early days of the vaccine effort. It's pretty much, if you want to get a vaccine, it's very easy to get to. It's not like a game of roulette where you had to hope you got the right provider at the right time or logged on the internet at the right time to get that appointment. If you want to get vaccinated, you can do that now, correct?
Yes. We have appointments today at our South Building in Fountain, if you wanted to get a vaccine today. And we have a whole range of providers. And we're not seeing, back in January, where we were having such a low supply and people were moving heaven and earth to try and get their doses. We're not seeing that right now. We have plenty of vaccine. There are plenty of appointments. You just need to reach out, make an appointment, and get it done. Get vaccinated, get protected, so we can move on from this.
Exactly. And Christy, I know there's still maybe some people a little hesitant as far as the timing of when the vaccines came out or hearing that there's these side effects after getting it. And let's dispel some of the rumors and really just reiterate the point of just how safe these vaccines are.
Yeah, they are incredibly safe. I think I want people to remember that these vaccines were developed, the whole world came together, all the right brains and the money and the funding, everything came together so that these vaccines could be produced and in a safe way and get them out in a safe way and very quickly. So there were no steps that were skipped in the development of these vaccines. Tons of people have received them. I hear a lot of people saying, oh, well, I'm going to let everybody else get their vaccine first, and then if they're okay, then I'll get vaccinated. Millions of people have received their doses already. These vaccines are safe and effective, so it is your turn to get a vaccine now. And there are people that do experience those side effects after, their first dose. Maybe they have fat fever or some body aches, chills following that first dose. But we just want you to stay hydrated, let your body rest if it's tired, and then take an over-the-counter medication if that's normally safe for you. And those typically resolve in a day or two, and you're back to your normal life. You're back to building protection. And we don't want that to deter you from getting that second dose. So side effects for a day or two is certainly better than the unknown, severe, long-lasting effects of having COVID disease. So please get vaccinated.
Exactly. And Doug, we're coming up here quickly on the break. We've got about two or so minutes left, but you'd kind of alluded to it earlier, getting vaccines, getting people out there more protected. This is really key to opening up not just some of these larger events like the Olympic and Paralympic Museum, the Cog Railway, things like that, Widener Field, but even our day-to-day, businesses, a lot of restaurants downtown are really, needing to have more people in and out, and that's only available by getting people more protected.
Well, it's true. If you stand back from it, this pandemic has decimated the travel tourism industry globally. More jobs were lost in our sector than any other. And the largest number of small business closures really are associated with the tourism sector. And so truly, put very simply, there is no economic recovery for Colorado, Colorado Springs, without a strong travel tourism recovery. And the key to that is people, both employees and residents and visitors, getting vaccinated.
Exactly. Well, we're continuing to discuss the ongoing need for vaccinations, its impact on getting the economy back up and running, getting the tourism sector back up and running here across Southern Colorado. This is The Extra. We have another check of local and national news still ahead right here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. This hour, we're talking with Doug Price, president and CEO of Visit Colorado Springs, as well as Christy Durbin, an immunization program manager for El Paso County Public Health. As we know, the status of the vaccines here in El Paso County is key, and they have so much impact on travel, tourism, and the community as a whole. Before the break, Christy, we talked a little bit about some of the misinformation circling around the vaccines and what's causing some of the kind of continued hesitancy, maybe that decline we're seeing both here locally and nationwide when it comes to the vaccine demand. And what is some of the latest information when we come to El Paso County and the ongoing vaccination effort?
Yeah, so as of last night, there have been over 447,000 doses administered in El Paso County, and that is in large part to our amazing medical providers who have partnered with us to help us get doses in arms. Over 253,000 people have been vaccinated, and over 203,000 people have been fully vaccinated in El Paso County. And over the last few weeks, we have started to see that demand for vaccine decrease. It's very different than it was back in January when our supply was so low. The eligibility groups were, you know, our frontline workers and our older adults who were doing everything they could to get both of their doses. And now we're in this place where we have plenty of supply, and it is not the time for a vaccine uptake to drop. You know, when we look at our case data yesterday, our incidence was 227. Our positivity was almost 8%. So the risk for COVID is still there in our county. And we're seeing, if you look farther into that data, we're seeing that these vaccines are very effective because we're not seeing as many cases in that 70 and older age group. We're not seeing as many deaths in that age group because there's that high saturation of vaccination. But we are seeing cases and hospitalizations in that younger age group because we don't have that same level of vaccine saturation in that age bracket. I think, you know, there's a misconception, that younger age group, if they get COVID, that they'll, you know, be fine. But COVID disease has a lot of unknowns. You know, people have long-term illness. You know, we see this long hauler syndrome where people, you know, they can't go out and do the things they love, like biking and hiking in our amazing city, because, you know, they have damage to their lungs and, you know, they can barely walk up the stairs. You know, they feel like they can't go to work because they have this brain fog that they describe and it won't clear. And, you know, we can't also forget about the hospitalizations and the deaths. So I want people to remember, you know, when you're deciding to get vaccinated or deciding to get your second dose, you need to think about the risk of getting COVID as well. And we talked a little bit earlier about COVID side effects, you know, maybe having body aches, chills, a fever that lasts for a day or two. But the risk of getting COVID disease is high, and the long-lasting effects that can affect your life forever is still there. And there is a safe, effective vaccine that you can get to prevent it and help get back to doing the things that we love.
Exactly. And then, Christy, we know we've been chronicling this here across KRDO, is that the recent case numbers you'd mentioned are younger, and those are even in that kind of 11 to 17 range where you mentioned there's not as much vaccination or vaccines available, as the youngest right now is 16. But that could change any day now, as we're waiting on that amended emergency youth authorization for the Pfizer shot that would drop that age down to 12 as well. And that, even now as we're still waiting on that, just shows the importance of the older people who might have, you know, those adolescents in the house, and making sure that they're vaccinated to have some kind of backstop as these things are continuing to swirl around in the younger age groups.
Absolutely. We don't want, you know, kids, you know, to bring it, you know, if they bring it home from school or they bring it home from their sports team, we want you to be protected. So if you haven't been vaccinated, you need to go out and get vaccinated. And I think vaccines, they're incredible. They're the most successful public health intervention ever, you know, and they're a victim of their own success. you know, we don't see diseases like polio or lots of cases of measles anymore because of vaccines. You know, and if we look at, you know, a COVID vaccine, it has a similar level of efficacy to a measles vaccine. And we used to have hundreds of thousands of cases of measles a year, and hundreds of people would die. And after the vaccine was introduced, the number dropped dramatically, and people aren't dying, and we aren't seeing those big outbreaks, and we only see them in these unvaccinated groups. So vaccines are the best public health measure. They are the best way to stop a virus from transmitting in a community. And if I look back on like the last year, I helped lead the long-term care facility or nursing home outbreak team, and we would see huge outbreaks in these nursing homes. You know, it would spread like wildfire, the huge case numbers, and so tragic, the amount of death. But now that this group is vaccinated, the outbreak numbers are smaller. We don't see these big case numbers. We don't see these people being hospitalized and dying of COVID. So the vaccines are working. And the decision of these residents, you know, to get vaccinated, it's amazing, you know, and they've made the right choice, and they are protecting themselves and protecting their community. So the vaccines work, they are effective, but they only work if they are in arms. So if you have not gotten vaccinated yet, you need to do so.
And again, not only does it help fight the vaccine or the virus itself, but it also helps fight this long-term COVID fatigue that we've had as well, that people need to get out and about, want to have that resurgence, and the best way to do so is to get vaccinated. I know you've mentioned it before. I'm sure I'll ask you again before the hour is up, but if somebody still wants to get that vaccine, what's the best way to do that?
So we have a whole list of vaccine providers on our website. So go to elpasocountyhealth.org, click on the link that says, you know, where can I get vaccinated or where can I get a COVID vaccine? And there'll be a whole list of providers. You know, we have pharmacies, tons of pharmacies that are enrolled. We have tons of primary care offices that are enrolled, large medical practices, our hospital systems. We have the mass vax clinics. So you can find a setting that you're comfortable with and make an appointment and get that done. If you have questions about COVID vaccine, please reach out to us or reach out to your doctor. Get your questions answered and then make that decision to protect yourself and protect your community.
Exactly. Well, we're continuing to talk about the importance of getting the vaccine as well as how that'll help improve the economy, get the tourist dollars back here in Colorado Springs in the Pikes Peak region. That is all still to come here on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome into The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. We are talking vaccines, the ongoing vaccination effort here in El Paso County, and how that will impact the summer tourism season here in Southern Colorado. We know the calendar says May. Mother Nature says, maybe thinking more February, but summer is quickly approaching us. It'll be here before we know it, and there's a lot to do out there, and that, of course, involves getting vaccinated, getting more protection out in the public. And Christy, when it comes to comparing us to the rest of the state, El Paso County still has a lot of room to grow, especially when it comes to that urgency behind getting vaccinations.
Right. You know, as a state as a whole, we're doing pretty well with vaccination. But when we look at just our county, not so hot. When we look at the 10 most populous counties, we are in 10th place. We're only seeing about 44.6 of the eligible population in our county having received their first dose. And when we look at a county of similar size, like Denver County, 64.6 of their eligible population have received at least one dose. And we want people to feel safe coming here. We want them to be safe when they're coming here. So that means getting vaccinated and having that level of immunity and protection in our community.
Exactly. And, you know, as we mentioned, a lot to do as well, a lot to entice people to come to El Paso County and specifically the Pikes Peak region. And Doug Price, president and CEO of Visit Colorado Springs, there's still a lot to do that it's going to be better if people are out and about and it's a safe environment to do so.
We are anticipating that there's going to be millions of visitors this year. And all I really want to urge your listeners to do is do your part for yourself, for your loved ones, for your neighbors, your friends. You know, a year ago, we did not have the kind of hope that we have now. So I really hope that people will do their part this week and don't wait, vaccinate.
Exactly. And Doug, there's a lot of things to do here once you are vaccinated. Let's run down some of the great things that are opening up, some of the things that we can look forward to this summer that we have even more hopeful now that we are getting vaccines into some arms, but obviously need to do more.
Right. Well, as this month alone, the new Cog Railway and the new Summit House atop Pikes Peak are going to open. So those donuts are going to taste a lot better when you had your vaccination to go up there and do that. And if you go to visitcos.com and you just look under things to do, that list, we are so blessed to live in a place that has so many things to offer. And so we want everybody to be physically able and ready to do that with your own family and friends and visitors, and also be able to know that the people around them who are visiting from all over the country are safe as well and enjoying it.
Exactly. And, you know, Christy, we've talked a lot about how to get vaccinated, some of this ongoing hesitancy about getting the shot. But really, El Paso County Public Health is taking almost any barrier possible that the CDC for sure will allow to make sure that people can get those shots. And let's outline just some of the ways that the county is helping to make it even easier than ever to get vaccinated.
Right. We've really worked very hard to decrease those geographical barriers. We have over 100 vaccination sites in El Paso County, so chances are there's one close to you or close to where you work. We have mobile vaccine vans that are going out to our high schools trying to get that younger population vaccinated. We have these vans going out to events like the First Friday Art Walk. And we've also tried tactics like changing our hours a little bit at clinics and asking providers to be a little more flexible to get, you know, maybe people in to get their appointment before work or after work. But we want people to remember that getting vaccinated is urgent and it should be priority. We want you to get vaccinated today, tomorrow, this week, get it done, make your appointment. Don't put it off until summer. Don't put it off until next week. The longer that you wait to get vaccinated, the longer we're going to be sitting in this situation with increased cases and that increased risk in your community. And this is a choice that you can make, that it is your choice, but it also affects a lot of people. So please get on our website, contact your healthcare provider, and find a place where you can get vaccinated.
Exactly. And again, that key is to get vaccinated. It is, you know, the easiest way you can do, not just to protect yourself, but to think as far as the community as a whole, to protect others around you, maybe those younger children that can't get vaccinated right now, that we're continuing to see cases in that younger adolescent age group continuing to spike up, but that you can be that preventer. You could be that backstop to make sure that if it is going around in, say, a school, that kid comes home, you're where that virus spread stops because you and everyone you have in everyone else in the household, people you're around, are vaccinated as well. Again, that website is elpasocountyhealth.org. Christy, thank you so much for joining us. Let's hope we can continue to get some vaccines into arms. And Doug, there's a lot to look forward to, again, bringing in vaccines into arms, getting people out and about throughout the area, not only for the tourist events, but our hospitality sector as a whole that was so crucially hurt last year during the height of the pandemic. You'd mentioned earlier the Summit House opening this month, and those donuts are going to taste that much better if you have that sense of smell and sense of taste, which is one of the symptoms of COVID.
It's well said. Very well said.
Exactly. Well, we could go on forever. Unfortunately, our time is quickly running down. Again, I want to thank Doug Price, the president and CEO of Visit Colorado Springs, as well as Christy Durbin, the immunization program manager at El Paso County Public Health. Again, the big takeaway is it's not just for you. Getting that vaccine is not just to protect you from COVID, but to do your part protecting the community, protecting those who can't get vaccinated, and helping our community rebound from all the impacts of 2020. Doug, Christy, thank you both so much for joining me this morning on The Extra.
Thanks for having us, Andrew.
And again, all that information to find a link on where you can get vaccinated, elpasocountypublichealth.org, or find your local provider, call your doctor. It is easier than ever to get that vaccine. Well, that does it here for a Monday edition of The Extra. I'm Andrew Rogers. Thanks so much for listening. Still ahead, we have the Tom Martino Troubleshooter Show coming up at 10. We have a quick check of news during the noon hour. Dave Ramsey and The Ramsey Show starting at 1. And of course, get all the day's top headlines with KRDO's afternoon news 4 to 7 right here on KRDO News Radio.